This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, COVID vaccine travel documents now mandated to fly into the United States. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
On October 25th, 2021, President Biden issued a proclamation to suspend and limit entry into the United States for non-U.S. citizens who are non-immigrants seeking to enter the United States by air travel and are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Now the U.S. government and the Center for Disease Control have released their plans for international travelers coming into the United States starting November 8th. According to the CDC and State Department websites, they have published that the Biden administration announced the new international air travel policy that they describe as stringent, consistent around the globe, and guided by public health. Starting November 8th, all foreign national air travelers to the United States are required to be fully vaccinated and must provide proof of vaccination status prior to boarding the plane to the United States. They do say that there are limited exceptions, and according to the travel.state.gov site, these include exceptions for children, certain COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial participants, those with rare medical contraindications to the vaccines, those who need to travel for emergency or humanitarian reasons, those who are traveling on non-tourist visas from countries with low vaccine availability, members of armed forces and their immediate families, airline crew, ship crew, and diplomats. They also require that a fully vaccinated air traveler present their documentation of a negative viral test of a sample taken within 3 days prior to traveling to the United States. This negative COVID proof is mandated for all travelers, U.S. citizens, lawful permanent residents, and foreign nationals. Unvaccinated travelers will now need to provide documentation of a negative viral test from 24 hours prior to their flight to the U.S. If someone cannot obtain a 24-hour test result in order to fly, the government website recommends that they just get vaccinated. Israel, whose borders have been largely closed to foreigners since the start of the pandemic, has announced plans for a small window of time where unvaccinated people who have already recovered from COVID within the past 6 months would be able to visit the Holy Land by proving that they have antibodies from the coronavirus and a negative test within 11 days of their scheduled trip to Israel. If you plan on traveling to or from the United States or Israel, check with travel agents or airline representatives for the most up-to-date information, just to be safe. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.